You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Good to be back in studio today. Welcome, everybody. I am just sitting here reading the news. Actually, yesterday I saw this happening, but really couldn't comment on it. You heard by now that Congressman Ron Paul has said he will not run for re-election in the 14th District of Texas. Why do I start the show today this way? Well, because it's the end of an era in Congress, if that's the case. No matter what happens in his run for the presidency, we will no longer have the most staunch defender of the Constitution that this nation perhaps has ever known, actually, present after the 2012 election cycle. And that is a significant shift. But it's a wake-up call, and it's a positive wake-up call, because at 75, Ron Paul has done a lot to bring millions of people back to the message of liberty. So I want to acknowledge that as we kick off the show today. And there's a very important, I think, quote from his son, Senator Rand Paul, that I agree with wholeheartedly. It says this: "History will record the legislative record of Ron Paul as an extraordinary one, perhaps unparalleled. There probably has never been a more consistent believer in limited government in Congress. America deserves a statesman like Ron Paul as her president, as a man I am proud to call my father." And that's Senator Rand Paul, who, by the way, I'm scheduled to interview on a special radio marathon coming up to coincide with the Ames, Iowa straw poll. So this really is big news. And those who love liberty, and I recognize, you know, I've said this before, and I've gotten calls, thankfully. In fact, I may be able to play one a little later. We'll see if we can fit it all in, of support for when I do talk a little bit of more direct politics. It is not meant to offend. I mean, if I offend people, it's talk radio. That's just the nature of the medium. Some might say the beast. But in this case, when we talk about freedom, and if we talk about health freedom, which is the cornerstone of the Robert Scott Bell Show, how could I not support a man who has single-handedly introduced legislation that no other legislator has ever or would ever introduce, including the Health Freedom Act, the Health Freedom Protection Act, also the Free Competition and Currency Act? Come on. If you love liberty, there is nobody that is more in favor and in support and in defense of liberty than Ron Paul. And so that is why we kick off today with this particular topic. Now, I think in terms of the presidency, it's still as the mainstream or old media likes to say, oh, it's a long shot, underdog, gadfly. They'll still try to do whatever they can to ignore him, marginalize him, even though he was right about so many of the predictions he made over 4 years ago, actually since he entered Congress so long ago. But beyond all the predictions and the things that he was right about, we have to realize that there are forces allied against not just Ron Paul, but against liberty, against genuine liberty being restored here on our shores. Those of you listening from around the world, I'm speaking of these United States, the de jure United States, not the one that the corporate United States, the takeover that has occurred to turn us into an empire instead of a place, a bastion of liberty that was an example to the world. And when we look at liberty again as a fundamental starting point, that prime motivating force, we have got to look at the forces allied against it. Basically, as those who want to maintain control, who want to maintain the status quo, a slave class of humans that will serve an elite class of consumers. And this is a harsh reality one day when you wake up and realize that the left-right paradigm was for what? It was for nothing but to control you, control me, control all of us, and to keep us dancing about in artificial oppositional defiance disorder. Right? You have oppositional defiance disorder, ODD. I've covered this on the show over the years. And as I said, ODD, if you do not have ODD, there's a problem. I mean, if you're not defiant to authoritarians, then you're a sheeple. And of course, oppositional defiance disorder in this context is manipulated because they know human nature would rebel against slavery for the most part. And if you could be altered in such a way or manipulated in such a way that you will become part of a dialectic, basically, a left or right paradigm, that your normal outrage against slavery could be deflected to become an outrage against the Republicans or an outrage against the Democrats or however you want to demagogue an issue, like decriminalization of drugs, if I can call them drugs, plants. Decriminalization of botanical substances like cannabis sativa, marijuana. That is simply not going to result in mass quantities of deaths and addiction any more than we already have, perhaps worse, because the addiction now is to the FDA-approved synthetic pharmaceutical monopoly variety. So if there was a legitimate need to ban a drug, and I'm not into banning things, it would be banning the FDA-approved form of drugs, not the plant medicinals for which Creator gave us all. Whether you choose to utilize it, that's up to you. But there are genuine medicinal purposes for it. And even if somebody uses it recreationally, what business is it of yours? As long as they don't harm you in the process. I have no interest in utilizing mind-altering substances unless you consider food, right? I mean, we could ban ice cream. Does ice cream alter your mind? It alters your mood? Heck yeah, it does. That's an addiction for some people. Why not ban that if that's your argument? We don't want people to become addicted. Crap. That is crap. The reality is we want people to be enslaved. We don't want free people. And I speak now as an elitist. The elitist scum that I am. Okay, yeah, I can't pull that off very well, can I? But the reality is, as Ron Paul says, I'm closing the curtain, so to speak, like Johnny Carson retiring. And, of course, in the political realm. And Ron has a great love of life, a zest for liberty, and has done more, literally, in the history books he will be written of as the man that changed politics, if you will. The political thought form, perhaps more than anybody in the latter part of the 20th and early part of the 21st century. And I mean for the better, not toward more slavery, but to recognize cause and effect links into what is happening today, as opposed to having the dunderheaded elitist scum from Democrat and Republican Party go, well, we don't know what happened. Let's get the Fed to print us some more money, shall we? Of course, we know that is nonsense. That's dangerous nonsense. And that's why we're dealing with the precipice of a collapse, which is why also, if you have not gotten the food security event that Mike Adams and I did, I don't know what you're waiting for. Get that information now. This is, you know, the subjects I cover are designed, you know, I hope I do it well enough for you to get you information, perhaps to stimulate trains of thought that would not be, let's say, stimulated out there in the old media so that you can, you know, be better prepared to take care of yourself or your fellow man or woman or your child or your grandkids so that you are not enslaved to relationships that do not support you. It's like being an abused wife or an abused spouse, isn't it? I mean, voting for the Democrats and the Republicans at large, by and large, isn't it like they're abusing you every time you vote them in? Oh, we're going to protect you from the evil other side. And yet you vote them in and they beat the crap out of you. Well, what about the stuff I wanted you in there for? Oh, well, you should just be happy that the other side's not in there, right? No, we shouldn't be happy of that. Until you start following and obeying the Constitution, or else do we have to scrap it and start over? Economically, maybe yes. Going back to the values placed in the Declaration of Independence. You know, here the Declaration of Independence is not just July 4th every year. You know, that is a fundamental starting point for every show here. And with all the gratitude I can muster to get this message out there, again, I hats off, salute. I'm not a military kind of guy. I know the presence and let's say the necessity of having a defense system, of having an immune system. But to put the immune system on all the time is a disaster. That is one of the most powerful and profound messages that Dr. Ron Paul has spoken of over the years. We talk about the empire building, the undeclared wars that Obama was supposed to, oh yeah, he's coming in for hope and change. He's going to change it all. And he doubles down on GWB. And if Americans don't see what Ron Paul is all about and vote for him, and not, well, if they do, it'll be a miracle, I know. But miracles happen. Miracles are changed consciousness. That's what a miracle is, a changed consciousness. I mean, that anybody can change. I mean, there are a lot of people in marriage situations and family situations, and you, one day you're going along blissfully ignorant, and suddenly, boom, you get struck by something, a thought. Something changes in you, and you say, oh my gosh, vaccinations. They're not what I thought they were. The vaccine emperor wears no clothes. And then suddenly, you may have been awakened, but it's not necessary or not necessarily true that your spouse was also awakened to this reality. And so now suddenly you've got a whole new world of holistic medicine. I mean, that's what people, when they discover natural news, sometimes this happens, right? It's like you see a whole new world. You see news like you've never seen news before and interpret it in ways you never considered. And it rings true. It vibrates right with your consciousness right down to your core. And what happens if your peers, your family members don't see it the same way? This is a dilemma, is it not? This can be. And it's kind of like the tragedy, and I call it that, of husband and wife. They got together, they're in love, they have kids, but they never even considered discussing the issue of vaccination and medical interventions and such. And then one spouse doesn't perceive that vaccines are good. One spouse doesn't perceive the vaccines are dangerous. And now you've got the child caught in this horrible web between one parent that will use it against another, especially if a family breaks up. Well, my heart goes out to anybody out there that's been through this. And if anybody has ever come to me for counsel, and some have, about that, I say you better get on the same page now before you're married, if you intend to have kids, about how you're going to raise them medically. And if they don't know me well, they're like, well, what do you mean? You know, if they know me, of course, they'll know exactly what I mean. But the reality is, are you on a firm foundation? Do you have principles? And this is where, you know, Ron Paul has been through all kinds of, I call it spousal abuse, but it's congressional abuse. I mean, he's been hanging out with thousands in the time, 20 plus years he's been in Congress, of yahoos, dunderheads, who wouldn't know freedom if it bit them on the aspirin. Who wouldn't know the Constitution other than the fact that they heard about it, and maybe they even know it's written on hemp paper, but they're not going to legalize hemp. And so, God bless Ron Paul. I mean, if he doesn't win the presidency, which is certainly would hope that he does, but if he doesn't, Congress is lesser for not having him there, but he can't continue forever there. It is time for others to pick up the torch of liberty and run for local office, run for federal and state positions, and do the things Ron Paul has taught, has been an example of. He was not an example of someone who would put a gun to your head and say, yes, do what I do, or else. He was someone who lived what he believed, who didn't preach anything that he did not do. And that is such a rare thing. And that is why, in the political realm, he has rocked the political world in his career, and he's still got some rocking to do with the establishment of the Campaign for Liberty and Young Americans for Liberty and who knows what else. So we kick it off today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, a little bit of a political orientation. But remember, if we don't address the things that can rob us of our liberty, how good a show would this be if it was all about, oh, well, take vitamin C, maybe that'll help the Constitution. That's right, there's a C in C, and there's a C in Constitution. That's all you need to do. Of course, we know that's nonsense here. And that's why health freedom exists in ways that I speak physiologically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, politically, economically, all of that. Because it's all at play here. Life is life. Our existence includes all of this. And forgive me if I ever go over the edge in my fervor for promoting a message of health, freedom, and liberty. I don't think I really need forgiveness, but I am not out here to assault your senses, even though I can get animated from time to time. I'm just grateful that you would have me in either your living room, your car, your iPod, your iPad, your computer, every day here streaming through Natural News Radio. We got lots of healing to do, including a little later. What is it that men need that you didn't think men needed? Women? Ladies? Anybody? Well, we'll cover that a little later with my producer, Don. Funny story. But in between time, we'll see what else we can do for healing on planet Earth and right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. 855. RobertScottBell.com. Put your email in at naturalnewsradio.com. You get your alerts every day as well. Rocking the health world. More after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I may have a difficult time today straying far, far away from the launch here as I reflect back on all that Congressman Paul has done for the cause of liberty to waken people up to the freedom. As a physician, that it doesn't matter if you're a medical doctor or not, you should be free to choose the kind of medicines, the kind of healer that you want to see. So this is something that will, you know, thematically weave itself throughout today's program, no doubt. And by the way, I'm scheduled to appear later this evening on 10th Amendment Center's radio broadcast, and I have the links up. I'll put it up at Facebook as well as at robertscottbell.com. Should be in the notes for today. Sometime this evening, East Coast time, I'll be interviewed by Michael Bolden and whoever else is there with the 10th Amendment Center. We're gearing up for another Nullify Now conference in Kansas City, August 20th, the heartland of America, wherever you are. If you can stream on into Kansas City on August 20th, you will be richly rewarded with a message of freedom from all different sides, including Tom Woods, who you've heard on this program many times as well over the years. And we're going to have a blast doing that. But on the presidential front, some people, you know, I just want to talk briefly about the concept of a wasted vote. Remember, they talked about voting for the lesser of two evils, that kind of thing. And as I said, a spousal abuse, if you keep voting for the same kind of people every year and expect different results, that's not only insanity, that's masochism. That's right. It's like you're not getting beat up enough. And so we look at the issue of voting. If you decide to vote, and I respect you if you don't. Honestly, I do. I think the freedom to vote or not to vote is yours and yours alone to decide. Just as it is to care for your kids medically or not, depending on how you feel about the safety or danger of any given therapy that you would give to your child or have a doctor or non-doctor give to your child. I love liberty just that much, okay? That's my fault, all right? He loves liberty too much. Oh, we can't listen to him too much freedom. Oh, no, what are we going to do? Well, all right, I'll deal with it. You can deal with it too. Anyway, so on the voting issue, people say, well, it's a wasted vote. Well, there is no wasted vote in reality because it is your energy. It is expending your energy. Now, some people say, well, I wasted my energy. Well, no, you expressed a viewpoint by whatever you did. You have communicated a message. Whether it's counted or not, that's another story. But the universe knows what you stand for. God knows what you stand for, whether you believe in God or not. That's not the issue for debate here. But the universe knows what you stand for, what you do, what you believe, what you do based on those beliefs. And I think it's interesting, as Ron says, I'm not going back to Congress. It's probably going to ramp up people's support of his presidential campaign now. Because it's like, it's damn the torpedoes, man. This is it. You want Ron to get in there in a position in this way? This is your time to let the people know. And as I've said so many times, whether he wins or not, I'm not going to say it's inconsequential, but I will say that any other candidate that is out there, at least thus far that I know of, is an establishment candidate, is a shill for the status quo, as we found out Barack Obama was. But if you look in the Republican side of things, whether it be Mitt Romney and all of his connections to all of these financial institutions that are responsible for the collapse and got the bailout, or whether it even be Michelle Bachmann, who speaks rhetorically good on the economy, but the fact that she worked for the IRS as an attorney attacking, you know, so-called taxpayers, where you're guilty until proven innocent, which you could probably never be in that regard. There are false and shill establishments everywhere within the rest of the party. This is what is so unique about Congressman Paul. And I am not deifying him. That's not the point of this. This is the point. Have you ever had a mentor? I have, in homeopathic medicine. He wasn't a perfect man. He had a lot of faults, but he was darn incredible in one particular area. Now, I'm not saying Ron's only incredible in one area. I'm just giving you a perspective here that we have people that are living examples of certain properties or qualities or, you know, in principles. And we could decide, hey, is this a good place for that person? Now, even if he doesn't get voted in as president of the United States in the 2012 election cycle, as I said, a lot of transformation is happening, and he's helping to prepare the way for people to know about the collapse that is inevitable at this point. The reset is the positive side. The collapse, not so fun. But all of the things that I do here, of course, Mike Adams is doing with Natural News and what we've done together with our economic preparedness and food security seminars that we've done, events that are available still through naturalnews.com and naturalnews.tv. These things are all set to be basically tools to prepare you for the inevitable. And if the inevitable doesn't come yet early enough for you, you'll be prepared. And of course, if the little inevitables happen, because this is life, remember, tragedies, catastrophes, whatever you call them, happen. That's what happens in life. Having the ability to navigate that terrain without panic is really, in many cases, the difference between surviving and not surviving. Whether these United States survive or don't survive into the future, it's not a done deal in either way. The thing you know about history is nations have come and gone throughout history. And what was special and what is special about the United States, it was the first that we know of in recorded history, founded on the principles of individual liberty. And not collectivism of various kinds, and not a worship of the state, nor a worship of a king or a queen. And so when we talk with, I don't know if reverence is the right word, but respect certainly of someone that you admire, someone that I admire like Ron Paul, it isn't worshipfulness. It is just the respect granted to someone who has lived a certain way that you would like to emulate. And it's like, you know, imagine that, being in Congress and never accepting lobby money. Never accepting a bribe. I mean, who else can say that? Come on, honest, God's honest truth. I don't even know if Kucinich did, who twisted and caved a little bit at the end. And I respect Kucinich, even though we don't agree politically on everything. In a lot of ways, Ron Paul and Kucinich have a lot in common. Men of principle. Did Kucinich cave on Obamacare? It could be argued, which, you know, was very disappointing to me. But we've got this also, this, you know, almost overwhelming underbelly in America that can't afford medical care. So they were convinced that the only way they could afford to get care is to have the government pay for it, when the government has no money. And you likely, well, the average taxpayer has very little money left to give. And they're wanting to squeeze blood out of a turnip at this point, or a stone. And where is it going to be coming from? and very much like the nutrient deficiencies we see, for instance, in childbirth. Well, prior to childbirth, a woman is pregnant during pregnancy. The gestation cycle is such, the 9 months. If you are devoid of any vitamins, minerals, or trace minerals, particularly the minerals, and particularly the GTF chromium, do you have the energy in some cases to take that baby to term? Sometimes not. You'll see miscarriages without these minerals, the assault of the toxins. But in many cases, you'll see the gestational diabetes occur because the minerals are not there. And that's what happens when we don't have the principles either. The crumbling of the republic. Now, it's no mystery how we rebuild it. We've got to reinfuse the principles. And I haven't, you know, talked about in terms of legislating morality or ethics, because you can never do that for a person. I mean, you can hold a gun to somebody's head and say, be moral, be ethical or else. And of course, how do you know if a person really is? Because they're faced with, well, you're going to shoot me if I'm not. Okay, I'll do whatever you say. Versus those that will do in the dark, in the quiet, in the room by themselves. They are the ones that will do the right thing when no one is looking and will not look for reward when they've done it. And will not shout it out from the rooftops. Look what I did. I did the right thing. See, I'm so good and special. Many of the people who do the most wonderful things, you never ever learn about the things that they do. They're not looking for reward. They're not looking for ego gratification. Although we recognize, too, that ego is a part of life itself. I mean, we all have one. And we got to have it. It's going to be pretty tough to be out there in the world without one. But at the same time, can you, when faced with some harsh realities and truths, can you set it aside and do the right thing as opposed to doing the thing that gratifies your ego? And as I said, Ron Paul is, I always say eating crow, no, but I mean, he's humble throughout it all, even though he knows he was right. He predicted all of this and people have to egg him on. Congressman, you've got to acknowledge what you've been saying so people will see that you were the one who knew, so they might consider voting for you. Versus all the lies and the obfuscations and the misinformation coming out in the press to say, we can't have someone that actually believes in the Constitution. That's anachronistic. That's old. The hemp that it was written on, the Constitution, not even legal anymore. Why should we pay attention to that? And of course, if we take that line of reasoning seriously, it's no wonder we're in such a heap of trouble here. You know, one time in our history, it was an American ideal to distrust the government. Going back to the founding of this country, we didn't trust the government. You nuts? Trust the government? You kidding me? And now, you know, if you don't, people are like, well, 9/11, yeah, it was just what they said it was. And, you know, on and on. The wars are just what they say they are. And then the vaccines, yes, the vaccines are safe, just like the FDA and the CDC say and the NIH says it is. And now we got natural disasters. I wish they were actually doing what Mike Adams covered this story yesterday. Listen to this. U.S. government caught in fake vaccination program harvesting DNA from civilians to target terrorists. They were basically going in under the guise of vaccinating the population in Pakistan. And they were given phony vaccines just so they can withdraw DNA from the people. How many? Hey, could you put it past the government here? If we do it there, why not do it to American citizens? Look, in the Patriot Act, They're allowed to, you know, jail you without you telling anybody anything, much less assassinate you based on what's happened in this, you know, with renditions, all of this crazy stuff. Now you find out the CIA, right? Leon Panetta, he was a Democrat, right? And he's heading up the CIA now, organizing fake vaccination campaigns to take DNA from strangers in Pakistan. This was all to supposedly get bin Laden, I don't believe the official story there either, because the official story protects officials. The truth they cannot have, you know. We cannot have the truth getting out there. So now vaccines are being used as weapons of war. No consent. There's no informed consent. Now, if they were giving fake vaccines to kids in America, could be argued that that might be safer than the real ones, as long as all they were putting in was something like saline or something. But who knows what the heck they even really had in the vaccines that they were phony just to collect DNA from these Pakistanis in the hopes that they would be what? Find bin Laden? Did he rub off on them? Were they family members of them? I mean, this is an amazing thing. This Pakistani doctor named Shakil Afridi was reportedly recruited by the CIA to conduct the vaccination program campaign. By doing it, he lended it medical authority and invoked the public trust in doctors. Why do we trust doctors too? Come on, it was doctors in Nazi Germany, World War II, exhibiting atrocities among Jews, among gypsies, among the gays, whoever else they could get their hands on. And now suddenly in the 21st century, doctors are trustworthy just because they're doctors? Well, you got to do better than that. I mean, this is you want to talk about a violation of Helsinki protocol, whatever. What do you want to go to? Violation of medical ethics? Medical ethics in this case becomes an oxymoron. Fake doctors, real doctors, fictitious vaccines. Give us your DNA. Oh, it was all for a good cause. Yeah, right. The good cause to find a so-called terrorist that was a CIA operative at one point who may or may not have even been alive. This is what we trust government for. That's why I say if you trust government, you are naive. You are not basically respecting the dawning of the American Republic. Our ancestors, if you will, our founding fathers that warned us against this. And there's a pattern here emerging. Because those who have bought their way, privileged status in states, including Bill Gates, who says we can reduce population through vaccines, which is what we call chemically induced fertility. He's donated hundreds of millions of dollars. Oh, man, it upsets me thinking about this. And what does he donate it to? Not to clean up the water, not to provide sanitation, better nutrition, hygiene practices. No, to inject maybe fake vaccines to gather DNA for what? What will they do with all this DNA when they have it? Do you trust the government with your DNA? Is that the next thing? You want a driver's license? Here, let's have your DNA. We don't know. You could be caught in the act of a crime. All right, deep breath, Robert. Man, I need to take a break here. I am getting so hot under the collar. I'm trying to contain myself the more I think about it. But I want health, freedom, and liberty. I'm not asking for it. I'm not even demanding it. I'm living it. And that's what I would all that I would ask politely and kindly of you if you'd like to do so. Stay with me a little bit longer. We'll see what else is in the news after this break. Say thanks to the sponsors. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. The number 866-939-2355. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
Where do we go from fake vaccines? I mean, I cover these stories. I read these stories. Mike Adams reads and writes them all. And you just are astonished that, you know, we're not the Onion News Network. We're not making this stuff up. I mean, anybody out there, raise your hand if you trust government now. I mean, if you do, you look like a fool. And it isn't for me wanting to make anybody look like a fool or not. But come on, look at the shill neoconservative talk radio hosts. I mean, that get mad at you or me for questioning the veracity of statements coming from the officials in government. How can they not? Well, that says a lot about their cognition, levels of cognition or discrimination. I don't know. You know, and I've talked to Mike Adams about this off the air sometimes, you know, wondering about how best to serve you, how best to get the information out that is not getting out anywhere else in ways that it's not being communicated. And sometimes I'll say, hey, Mike, you know, I'm concerned, you know, I might get a little political on this issue. He's like, well, you gotta be what you gotta be. And of course, we're all sensitive to the needs of the people out there. I mean, delivering this information is not easy every day. And deciphering what's the stories really mean, what's behind them, much less which stories to cover. And so Don tells me on the break, he says, hey, you might want to play this call from Sam in Missouri because it's kind of related to what you were concerned about. And, you know, maybe you shouldn't be so concerned about it. And okay, I said, all right, I'll breathe on the break. You cue up the call and then we'll go to the caller and find out what he thinks.
Robert, this is Sam from Missouri. I've been sensing by some of your comments on the air that some people are bothered by the fact when you get into issues that are political in nature. And I just want to kind of help set the record straight on your behalf, by the way, because I think you're doing a great job. You know, what's the point of discussing health freedom, discussing dietary supplements, discussing ways of getting well, if you're not going to discuss the forces that are trying to take that away? What good is all the health knowledge in the world, all the supplement knowledge in the world, if we're just going to stand by and let people take this from us? We either engage the culture and the political powers that be that are trying to do this, or we lose it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And it's just amazing to me how people get so confused or get so upset over this issue of discussing anything political. This is not politics. Politics is when you say, my guy is always right and the other guy is always wrong. These are issues that we either discuss or we lose the rights to the various things discussed in those issues. And I think that's the thing that people need to keep in mind as they listen to the broadcast. I think it's just a major blessing that you touch on all the topics that you do.
Well, thank you, Sam. And Sam is the voice of reason here. I guess I was overreacting, Don. Sometimes I'm sensitive about these things because I want people to get the message. I don't want them to be turned off. And as I knew early on in my communications career, if you will, that if you took on certain topics, that people would just shut down to them. They would react and then go, I'm not listening, la, 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 la. And, of course, politics is one of those issues. But the reality is what Sam said. And thank you for the call, Sam. It is that these issues affect our ability to be free, to have the freedom to eat, the freedom to drink, the freedom to heal by means not approved by government. And we go back to the founding of the country, one of the signers to the Declaration of Independence. We talked about him before, Dr. Benjamin Rush, who said, unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, a time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to all others. And of course, that's what we're dealing with now. And it's not just health freedom, it's freedom on so many levels. I mean, a government that can inject or pretend to inject you with vaccines, or foreigners for that matter, and then just extract DNA for whatever illicit purpose that they want, that's a government out of control. That's a government that doesn't understand informed consent. And you had, remember, we had Obama apologizing about the Guatemalan guinea pigs we talked about last year. It's been a while since we did that, but on my Sunday show, I believe it was. And these Guatemalan guinea pigs, of course, you know, no informed consent. Government sanctioned these things. Modern medicine, doctors go ahead and do it. And where's the consciousness there? And it's not done. I say that. It's ongoing. It keeps going. And our founders warned us. Where are we today that we would believe the edicts of government, that they could tell us how to live, what to eat, what to drink, what not to do, and that we'd actually believe that they knew something? Well, maybe they know your DNA now, but what are they going to do with it? And you're not concerned because, well, you're not a criminal. Oh, yeah, they can feel up your junk because you're not a criminal. You're not a terrorist. Go ahead. Oh, it's the back of the hand. Don't worry. Yes, if you do that out on the street, you're arrested. Molestation. But here, the government gets to get away with crime. And that, of course, is like the king of old, sovereign immunity. And now we've got the issue of vaccines heading into the school year, right? It's already, I mean, here we are in July. That's when they begin starting to talk about it, because every year they seem to go back earlier and earlier. You can't let those kids out of your sight. I'm talking about the government, right? Yeah, they might start thinking for themselves with their parents over the summer. We got to shorten that summer break, get them back in here for some continual, diagnostic work. It sort of is, but we got to do some brainwashing here. We can't get those kids, allow them to think for themselves, have their parents fill their heads with ideas that are not in line with us, right? What if their parents listen to Robert Scott Bell? Oh my gosh, what if their parents are reading naturalnews.com? Oh no, get these kids back in here now. And of course, along with back to school will come the inevitable vaccine push. Oh, what would it be nice if they were fake vaccines that we're not also taking your DNA. But no, they're real. And they're really pushing it. And of course, there's even now more government, even though there's no money to do it. Under the Affordable Care Act, many individuals or families who enroll in a new group or individual health plan on or after September 23rd, 2010, get free vaccines like we needed them. We need to get no vaccines. You free vaccines. There's nothing free about them. We don't have the money to pay for them, but of course, if you allow your child to get them, the likelihood that they're going to be paid in horrible diseases, if not acute responses, chronic, debilitating, degenerative conditions, I don't think it's a price, parents, that you really want to pay. Even though there's no co-payment, no deductible, no co-insurance, as long as you use an in-network provider, thank you, Obamacare. All about the vaccines, right? That's preventive maintenance? No, that's barbarism. That's horrific medicine. That's Nazi Germany type medicine that existed before Obamacare, but now is strengthened under that false law, this is the unconstitutionality of it, to violate the sanctity of your child's immune system. But of course, the vaccines have to be those recommended by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. That's part of the CDC. Or else they're not going to cover it, right? They're not going to cover it no matter how much lobbying Merck is doing for HPV or Gardasil, whatever it is. Yeah, they're not covering it yet. You got to pay out of pocket for that. Maybe that's stopping some of these parents from doing it to their children because they don't have the money to pay for it. That's why I say a dangerous thing is to have good insurance. And of course, having insurance at all under the guise of modern medicine that is in bed or bought, purchased control of government. You get in and get that kind of insurance, even if it's private insurance, it will cover things that can end your life, can end your life. And this is where it's just, to me, it's a crime against humanity. It's a crime against children. Okay, one thing, if they gave you fully informed consent, if they let rip on all of the truths about it like we do here, then you can make up your own mind. And of course, if you still elected to get them, that'd be your freedom. I might disagree with you, but you're the parent. You've got to assess that. I might think it's horrific,
But that's okay. That's the freedom you have as a parent, unless you believe the government owns your children. Because I certainly don't own your children. I don't want to own your children. I have enough fun with my own, keeping them healthy. And I'm seeing some other, you know, parents on Facebook talking about their kids, you know, reading their labels, making sure it's organic, you know, raising them right. And it's exciting to see that ultimately, you know, the change is happening not because we have to fight and kill anybody, but simply you withdraw consent. You nullify them. You withdraw the consent that you had once given them. The thought that you had to have their permission to even opt out, which is kind of backwards, isn't it? Shouldn't you just have the opportunity to opt in? By the way, that story I was just referring to came off the Body Mind segment of Fox News under coverage for vaccines, originally published in the Wall Street Journal just a couple of days ago. Again, they're gearing up for back to school. This is what you can expect. And here I would be doing, if you even needed to, the homeopathic nosodes, but doing everything we talked about with Dr. Bitar on Advanced Medicine Monday, the Healing Revolution with Dr. King, restoring integrity of the terrain of your children, and watching them withstand all the stuff that goes around, because what is happening is a toxicological assault on all the people of planet Earth, and the children among us are the most vulnerable, especially here in America where they're hammered with vaccine after vaccine after vaccine, and they're still scratching their head saying, well, it can't be the vaccines that are causing autism and Asperger's and attention deficit and type 1 diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis, and can we go on and on? Allergies, gastrointestinal diseases. Yeah, all caused by government. We can blame Big Pharma because they just bought the influence of government, but the doctors also are participating in this. Who do we hold accountable? Who do you hold accountable? I would like to know. I mean, I could go back and say, hey, mom and dad, it's your fault. You bought the lies. Right? But why would I do that? I mean, we could blame our parents for all kinds of nasty stuff. It doesn't do any good. We wake up when we wake up. But at a certain point when you know it, the buck stops where, right? Stops with the parents, does it not? We could say it should stop with the doctor. Who are the doctors refusing to vaccinate? Those are the doctors I highlight, I spotlight here. Who are the government bureaucrats that stand up against it? I don't know many, if any. Certainly those who have been serving in government, let's say as elected officials. We've got Ron Paul, certainly. Maybe there are a few others. I hope there are going to be a lot more. As I mentioned this hour, with Ron Paul retiring from Congress, whether he becomes president or not, that's a big vacuum. Are you prepared to fill it? Is it your calling to go into government to right the wrongs, to not be swallowed up by the beast and spit out as one of its minions? Do you have the tenacity, the courage, the character to walk through the fire, so to speak, and to be unscathed, untouched, unburned? And should you get burned, will you know what to do? Well, that's the kind of stuff we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And Sam, thank you again for that wonderful call of support as we talk about healing on all levels here. I warned you, didn't I? Healing on physiological, emotional, mental, spiritual, economic, and yes, God bless us all, even political, especially when it comes to the risk, the threat against our freedom to raise our kids, much less raise ourselves, without being assaulted by government agents pretending to vaccinate us or actually vaccinating us, pretending to grope us or actually groping us, x-raying us or not x-raying us. We've got a lot of work to do to get freedom back here in this country. Will it take the collapse? Does it take cancer for some people to wake up and change their lifestyle, to eat organic, to detoxify their body? That is the freedom we have all been granted. What do we do with it? That's what we're going to find out right here, right now, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks for being with me. We've got another segment this hour and lots more healing to go after that. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
There I go thinking again. I was just thinking more about the whole nonsense of covering things by insurance that are outside of catastrophic loss, unexpected catastrophic loss. It's kind of the concept of pooling together resources so that if something tragic happens, it isn't totally devastating. That was based on what's known as Admiralty law, the concept of the law of the seas, when you would go out searching for treasure, or let's just say it this way, if you were to ship things through a ship and everybody was using a little bit of that ship and there would be insurance, everybody would pool together a little bit so that if something is lost, it's not totally catastrophic to those that have participated in this endeavor. And now we have the concept of in medicine, if you will, not healing, but medicine, that everything should be paid for by a third party payer. It really altered the concept of insurance and took it to a place where it never was intended to be. But by doing these third-party payers, it's similar to me. Is like, why would you trust the government with your retirement, for instance? Oh, yeah, we'll just take 1% out, right? And we'll promise it'll be there for you in a lockbox. Turns out that wasn't true at all. And we see this insurance scheme, which, there's no account for you. Like in private insurance, real private insurance, I mean, you had the account. The ship went down. There was, somebody, Lloyd's of London, whatever, to pay for it. In this case, no, we're not talking about that. But we have trusted the government with so much, so absurdly, perhaps so insanely. And now I question our wits, do we have any about us anymore? Then I can't help but I see the story about the debt ceiling being threatened to be raised or not raised, and you have a situation where Obama is now telling us, well, he can't promise that he's going to be able to pay for your Social Security. Your Social Security checks might not go out. Oh, is that right? Obama, the great hope and changer. Do you think that you could bring some more troops home to cover those that are still, stuck having to rely on Social Security? You think? No, this is the threat. This is the game that's being played. And they're playing us for fools. No, not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I don't believe that's the case. But many of your friends, neighbors, and relatives are being still played for fools in this regard. And speaking of the Pauls, I got this story up here off of the Hill. Senator Paul says Boehner. He's even saying Boehner, the House Speaker, the Republican House Speaker. This Republican Senator Rand Paul is saying Boehner has absolutely no plan to balance the budget. Now, that's no surprise to me because, as I've talked about here, equal opportunity offender about Dems and Repubs, because the establishment candidates from other party, whatever party they're in, they really don't get it. And if they do, shame on them. It's even worse. I mean, it's bad enough that they're in government and they don't get it. But if they do, it's even worse. And so he's basically saying that they don't have a plan. So Obama could go back and say, the Republicans don't have a plan. So everybody goes, puts their hands in the air. And they swing it like they just don't care. No, they don't. They pretend to care. But the reality is they don't know what to do. They're in way over their heads. They know it is a scary situation right now. The government is on the precipice, maybe over the precipice, maybe in free fall at this point. And to think that if they just elevated the debt ceiling one more time, everything would be fine. Of course, it will hasten the collapse of the Federal Reserve note dollar, for which you are required to work according to legal tender laws. And this is, you know, this is why we should trust our government. Look how bad they've run things. Of course, we left them alone because we didn't want to be bothered, right? I can understand that. We want to be left alone. So let them have at it. But no, when they mandate you, when they force you to participate into things like Obamacare, the Affordability Act, right, which is not affordable, and neither is it an act in regards to your health that is positive. But of course, they'll cover your vaccinations. So the people least needing them, and I would say all of us don't need them, but the people least needing them are the people most susceptible to the damage from them. Those are the inner city poor of, I don't care, you know, whatever race background, it has nothing to do with it. It's a poor, it's a disease of poverty, deficiency. And they get hammered, these kids, with mercury, aluminum, DNA from animals, from humans, aborted fetal tissue. And we wonder why we're sending these kids into oblivion. And of course, they never can replicate. If I say that like we're robots, that's the way they treat us. But no, reproduction is gone. We've got such levels of infertility rising. And maybe there's a plan. Maybe there's a plot. I've covered things like this. There are people that want to reduce the world's population by any means possible. We would call that, in terms of Nazi Germany medicine, eugenics. And it looks like they're playing it out just fine with the vaccination program, the sacred cow of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. So when your kids are going back to school, are you sending them to school first and foremost? That's a question. There are a lot of legitimate reasons to question why you would do that. But I think at the end of the day, most people would not want to send their kids to government schools. They call them public, but they're government indoctrination centers. Why? Because they know of what is being taught there. But at the same time, many parents, and this comes back to economics, feel like they have no choice because they can't afford the money that's already stolen from them. If they're even paying tax, whatever, it's gone. It's not there. They don't have the money to put their kids through a private education, maybe not have the time or energy or ability to homeschool. And in that case, we have a disastrous situation set upon us where it's the self-fulfilling prophecy. We destroy the economy so that you become more dependent upon the economy that is destroyed and will continue to print money to save you, right? This is the next stimulus they're going to say. Jobs! We need more jobs! We got to spend more money! Well, how well did the other stimuli work in creating jobs? Didn't work at all, did it? Any jobs created, what did it cost? $150,000 per job? $400,000 per job? You think that's going to get better? Right. What's the definition of insanity? Anyway, that's what we do today. We bring sanity where maybe it doesn't belong in government. We're trying. Anyway, thanks for being with me on the Robert Scott Bell. We got a whole hour of healing to do. And I'm going to see if my good buddy and producer Don wants to speak up a little bit. I hadn't heard from him in a while. He's been quiet. I don't know if it's been a permanent case of laryngitis. No, it's not. Don likes to speak once in a while, but we're going to see what we got coming up in next hour. I'll check on us over the break and discuss the news. And we'll be back with more powerful healing on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I remind you every day that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a 4-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
You are listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know. I'll do what I can. But political healing is something that we need so much of it, Don. I don't know. We haven't even... Hey, by the way, Don, I haven't heard from you much. You've been like quiet and shy and reticent. Did like somebody say something mean to you? Where have you been?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I've been sitting over here in my little producer corner. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I appreciate you taking us to break. You know, was it yesterday? Yes, when we were doing the live remote. There was so much going on there, but lots of fun. But yeah, last hour we had to get a little political healing because so much is happening. The retirement of Ron Paul, of course, the health freedom champion that he is. But Sam in Missouri definitely backed up the idea and understanding why we cover healing on all levels, including political healing. And it's a very important part of the show because if we don't have the freedom to heal, we don't have anything.
Well, and it's true. If you listen to the plethora of other health shows that are out there, nobody does what it is that you do, Robert, because a lot of people don't understand the relationship between politics and health. We're constantly talking about health legislation. You know, for example, the new legislation, Dick Durbin. Coming out with, you know, things that are going on in the Congress, laws that are being passed, legislation and things that are helping the corporate interests that are tied into what is going on with Big Pharma and with the government and the laws and things that are going on. It's all hand in hand, and you can't separate the two and say they're two entirely disconnected things. They are related to each other, and if you don't address the whole picture, then nothing will be accomplished. We can't win this battle or win this war, you know, against the against Big Pharma unless we are also understanding what's going on in this country politically.
Sure, and how they bought off the politicians, so to speak, and that's why the coverage is so important, and that's why I do it. And I appreciate the acknowledging that. And you know, we've got some remedies this hour too. By the way, I'm not going to ignore physiological healing, and we also have some updates through the ANH on the Durbin bill, as well as FDA's attempt to block anything that was post 1994 as far as supplements as well. But I was thinking you've been so silent recently. I thought maybe you had laryngitis or something.
I did not have laryngitis. I guess I have been a little quiet, but everything's fine. Nothing to worry about.
Good. Well, I actually had an email the other day, and I meant to get to this because somebody was asking about laryngitis. They had lost their voice. It was a singer, actually, out in Los Angeles. I don't know if she was famous or not, but she certainly loves to sing and lost her voice. And she was asking me, what the heck do I do? I'm not sure what to do. And, of course, I go right to homeopathic medicine, but that's not all that I do, as you know. And I think, you know, this would be a good time. Anybody got, you know how sometimes I joke, oh, I got my 976 Robert voice on today or something? You know, when I'm gravelly or, you know, certain days you just kind of have that going on.
Hey, I'm rocking the health world.
That's right. That's your 1-900 Don. That's the producer Don on that. I wasn't Robert. And so there's that gravelly voice, that kind of low guttural kind of voice. There's a homeopathic medicine that is made just for that. And I think it'd be a cool thing to reveal if I have. I may have before, but for those of you who ever find you're in a place where you've got that, just what Don did, I'm not going to do it lest I lose my own voice. But that throat, that guttural throat, then you go with a remedy called Verbascum with a V, V-E-R-B-A-S-C-U-M. That's a homeopathic medicine. And you can see it in the Materia Medica. But if you have a health food store and you're saying, hey, I got that voice thing. I want to get my voice back. It's called laryngitis-y. That's a good remedy. There are a few others as well. You've heard me talk about the toasted sponge, haven't you, Don?
Toasted sponge.
Well, no. In Latin, I call it spongia tosta.
Ah.
You remember that one?
Yeah, that's something you have in breakfast with your coffee.
Yes, the toasted sponge, spongia tosta, is a great remedy. Mm. I've talked about it in terms of lung issues, but also a cough, and also related to laryngitis or throat inflammation. And we want to reduce inflammation because that's key, the vocal cords that have been inflamed. But one of my favorite remedies is called lachesis or lachesis, depending on. It's Latin, so we can get away with either pronunciation. And that's spelled L-A-C-H-E-S-I-S. I'll make sure, remind me, I'll put it up on the blog today at robertscottbell.com. Lachesis and also poke root. Ever heard of poke root?
Poke root. No. See, no. I'm learning. I'm learning with everybody else today. This is great.
I always love that poke root. It's like you don't know what poke root is until you're on Facebook and somebody pokes you. You get this message. Somebody poked you. I want to say somebody poke rooted you, right? They sent you some poke root because that's good. It's Phytolacca. P-H-Y-T-O-L-A-C-C-A. Phytolacca is a great throat, kind of throat inflammation remedy. And these are some really cool things. You know, I remember formulating a homeopathic remedy like that for the throat and threw a number of remedies together. Also, there's some great herbal remedies. Have you ever heard of Singer Saving Grace?
A singer named Saving Grace.
No, Singer's Saving Grace. No, this is the greatest name for a throat spray that you'll ever come up with. If you're a singer, you're Saving Grace, right?
And
So Herbs Etc. makes that. They're not an advertiser or anything, but it's a great remedy. They got a bunch of different flavors as well. And a lot of the herbal companies, quite honestly, they have good throat sprays as well for herbal support and recovery. But you've never had throat problems other than the gravelly voice that you pretended to just have.
Not many. I mean, I've had my share of the usual, you know, thing when you get the, get the cold or the chest cold or something like that. But, I haven't sang in a long time, so I haven't needed any Singer Saving Grace.
Well, that's right. Everybody should know Don does the what you call the barbershop quartet. One day we'll have to have you do a concert for us on the air.
I'll get back to you on that.
Well, all right. Toning it down, getting some throat healing going on here as well. You pointed out to me a story. Here we are, summertime in the northern hemisphere. And this is the time to go out and get yourself some sunburn, is it not? Have you gotten sunburn this season yet?
Nothing outside of the driver's tan, no.
Okay, remember the driver's tan.
I'm too busy working in the studio to get outside. You know that.
I know. It's like you're a vampire in there. Get out and get some sun. Well, if you've hit the beach, chances are you've experienced some unfortunate rite of summer, as they call it, the sunburn. Of course, we're talking about a little extreme UV radiation here. I'm thinking in Latin again. And you have the UVA, the UVB, and of course, we've talked against the sunscreens for many years because the sunscreens themselves contain so many toxic chemicals, even carcinogenic chemicals, much less preservatives. Outside of occasionally, we'll cover a few of the companies that are doing it right. But the reality here is that we would like you to get enough sun till, if you're still going to have to be in the sun and you don't want to just cover up, that you could use some form of safe sunscreen. But for the most part, I'd rather have you just put a shirt on or something that would protect you from that after you've gotten enough. I'll do that. I mean, I can tolerate some sun, but at a certain point, I'll put on one of those the surf protectors. I don't know. I can't even speak in surfer language right now because I've got my intellectual.
You're the surfer dude, too.
That's right.
You don't even know, huh?
Okay. Well, you see, the thing is, when I get on my radio hat, I forget that I'm a surfer dude, right? You know, and I don't even have to shave, but I do. And But the
idea, the wetsuit?
No, they call it the rash guard. But, you know, These things are all UVA, UVB rated as well. So, you know, there are ways that you can deal with sunburn. But it turns out that on this one that you sent me off of Fox News, under their body and mind, it's no Associated Propaganda. I mean, Associated Press article here. They're talking about investigating the reason why it hurts, right? Why does the sunburn hurt? I'm like, you've got your skin's damaged and inflamed. Why do you think it's going to hurt? But now they're looking to reduce pain, aren't they, Don?
That's right. And what is it they suggest? Do they suggest some type of cream or you know, something to take away the – well, they do actually suggest something to take away the pain. It just wasn't what I expected.
Well, I mean, you think they'd have come up with something like aloe vera. Come on, right? That's basic. But no.
Right.
Look, they're promoting a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. The same pills you pop for a headache. Oh, hopefully not you listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, although I know there are some stubborn ones out there. But we're talking about ibuprofen found in Motrin and Advil, or naproxen, the brands such as Aleve. And they're saying, well, maybe you're thinking that's too simple, but they're saying, well, everybody needs to take these painkillers for sunburn. I'm just thinking, Don, you know, if this is the case, just put it in the kids' potato chips so, you know, they can go out and get burnt to a crisp, and then they won't feel so much pain. But what about the liver damage? What about the kidney damage? Nothing in this AP article about this. The British scientists, oh, the good Brits, right, with their supposed universal health care, found a clue in some healthy people who volunteered to be sunburned for science. Don't worry, they controlled the beams of ultraviolet light so that only a small patch of the volunteers' arms got a medium burn, just enough for the testing. So basically they did. They took you in and said, hey, can we burn you and then find out how we can reduce your pain? I'm not signing up for that either. I don't care how benign they say it is.
Definitely.
And the researchers at King's College London tracked how the sunburned skin became more sensitive, of course. At the peak of the pain, they cut away a small bit of damaged skin to analyze. Oh, this is even getting better.
Yeah.
This is what I want when I have a sunburn. Just cut that sunburn off of my skin. No. No wonder why they're promoting drugs here. They're just brutalizing these people. Did they go to India for some therapy-naive patients that don't know better?
I guess.
All right, I'm reading this as we are here today, Don, here. The protein, there's a protein. Okay, and cytokine storms. We talked about inflammation causing immune cells. They're trying to heal the cells, of course, and wash away the ones that are dead. This is a normal part of the healing process. But they're now finding something called CXCL5. And no, that's not a new Toyota. This is some kind of chemical or molecule in the body. They found it in rats. And they evidently utilize this thing, and they find out that it causes all these pains. So now they're saying, well, what can we do now that we know that we have this chemical in the body that causes such pain? Maybe they can do like a protein removal thing, right, to give you a cachexia.
Well, isn't that what they always do? You know, They find some you know, chemical in the body that is causing some situation, and so what they do is they try to either figure out how to remove it.
Yeah.
How to kill it,
right?
Or how to genetically modify the DNA in it to make it do something different.
Right, or just plain stop it, suppress it, right? That's basically what we're talking about here. And, of course, never mind that they even acknowledge that this is part of the body's normal, and I say normal, like natural response.
You mean it wasn't put there by accident?
No, this wasn't they didn't inject this in a fake vaccine, no. This is where they say, well, this pain is there, and this is what we can do. So, hey, guess what? We got a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug we want to sell you. We're not selling enough now, and here's the news. If you got sunburn, ibuprofen is your answer. Now, I've got my perspective on this. Don, you probably had your experience with this. I want to tell you right now the most important homeopathic remedy. There are a few, but the one that gets the sting out the fastest when you're dealing with a burn like this. Actually, there's two that are pretty neck and neck. I've mentioned them before. One of them is Apis mellifica. Have you ever heard of Apis? The Latin, apis. I know it goes right over your head, the Latin. You didn't take Latin. Planet of the Apis, yes, Don. Thank you very much. No, Apis is the venom of the honeybee.
Oh.
And, of course, the light cures light concept. This is what's so cool about homeopathy. When you boil it down to something that's really an acute pain, like an acute injury or sunburn, that's acute. It's not a chronic thing. Now you deal with a light cures like. Apis, the bee sting, right? Very much a stinging sensation, is it not? And, of course, it mimics the kind of feeling or sense that you have when you have sunburn. So Apis is always indicated for sunburn. Now, there's another one called Cantharis. You're going to love this, and you're going to kick yourself when I tell you what Cantharis is, because you've heard this before. It's the Spanish fly. Spanish fly, right?
I remember hearing about that when I was in high school.
Yeah, it was supposed to sip it into your friend to make them frisky, right? That's what they said.
Yeah.
But the Spanish fly is what they call a sexual irritant, and it's a mother state. It's actually a green fly from Spain. They take, and I don't want to get into how they do this, but basically, Cantharis is also indicated because it's very, it's stinging. There's a stinging sensation. It's kind of a corrosive kind of feel on the skin. And so in that context, homeopathic Apis and Cantharis, again, you're not actually taking the venom of the bee in toxic form or the fly that we were talking about, the Spanish fly. But in this case, you take them as homeopathic medicine. You've got serial dilution and succussion, and now you take it orally and you can actually eliminate or dissipate some of the pain of a burn. And this is true of a first or second degree burn as well. And so Apis Cantharis, great to have in your home remedy kit.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've never tried either one of those things, but what I personally have had a lot of success with is the silver first aid gel. When I found this stuff a few years ago, I was first introduced to it. I started using it for various things, and burns respond really well to the silver gel, which the brand I use is Sovereign Silver Gel. And whether it's a sunburn or if it's a heat burn, I burned my finger one time cooking on a pot.
Yeah.
And immediately put the gel on it, and it didn't burn at all. I didn't have that normal thing that comes, 10 minutes after, and then it's irritated, and it burns for, a day or two.
Sure.
Wiped it out. Sunburns, it works really well. If it were me, that's the first thing I would go for would be the silver gel.
Well, practicality is we like to have all of these things in our medicine cabinet that can help us in this way. We don't have to rely on petrochemical medicines. And, of course, burn care centers do use a crude form of silver sulfadiazine. And we talk about aloe vera. Obviously, aloe is a standby as well. I'll utilize all of these things. And I think that's the thing. It's not just one thing. It's everything and anything. And as you say, Don, you find out what works and you go with it. If it doesn't, then you move on from there and find something hopefully natural, not a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. Remember, we've talked so extensively with Dr. Batara in Advanced Medicine Mondays about the dangers of the NSAIDs and how much liver and kidney damage and even failure that is occurring. They're not benign. Oh, I got a little headache, got a little burn. Just give it to me casually. This is something that is much more dangerous than people realize. But now, of course, you realize it because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show with my good friend and producer, Don. Let it rip on the microphone today. Don, it's good to have you outspoken again.
All right, coming out of the shadows, and here I am again.
Well, I won't make you take us to break. I'll do that. Remember the phone number, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We'll see what other remedies we can cover this hour. Also, the ANH, the Alliance for Natural Health, has got some more updates on the Durbin Bill and the FDA attack on supplements through Deshaies. We're going to cover that, and who knows what else? Maybe a call or two, maybe an email. I don't know. We'll see. Let's have fun. I'll have some fun here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355.
That's 866-939-BELL.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Scott Bell Show.
Some of you may be wondering why I call Dick Durbin Dick the Turban Durbin. Now, other than the fact is it rhymes and it's very easy, I guess it's sort of a loose play on the concept, and it's a bit stereotypical, I acknowledge. But, you know, sometimes the nicknames kind of stretch credulity a little bit. But the idea that a lot of people, and I've seen this on friends of mine on Facebook, who think that Islam, if you will, the religion, is the most dangerous thing to America. While I would acknowledge that there is such a thing as an Islamic terrorist, the fact of the matter is the greater danger to America and Americans happens right within our own country, right within our own government, if I hesitate to call it that, in regards to the attack on our ability to care for ourselves. We have terrorists in government that are terrorizing farmers, small family farmers, could be Amish, might not be Amish, trying to equate Amishness with terrorism because they dare sell raw milk to people who want to buy it. And then you got Dick Turban Durbin, who believes that dietary supplements are more dangerous than almost anything on the planet, despite the fact that nobody's really dying of them. And he comes out with this nonsense Senate Bill 1310, the Dietary Supplement Labeling Act. Like we didn't have enough labeling guidelines for dietary supplements since the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act came into being in 1994. Disastrous Durbin bill finally is online now. This is a link I have up on robertscottbell.com and through the daily newsletter update. If you're getting it through naturalnewsradio.com, you can check it out, Disastrous Durbin bill, and you can see the link, and we can help the Alliance for Natural Health to do its level best to stop this thing cold. Now, it exploits the Lacey Cakes incident. See, this is the thing. I think that Dick Durbin probably ate one too many Lazy Cakes, which was hopped up with serotonin, right? No, melatonin. I apologize. They put melatonin in, which is not even allowed under the dietary supplement. It's illegal already. Why do we need a new law? Why can't the FDA enforce that, which it already has, huh? Why? It's amazing to me. And so the Lazy Cakes incident, we're going to go after all dietary supplements, even though it had nothing to do, really, with dietary supplements or a legitimate manufacturer. And what they want is the FDA and the Institute of Madness, the IOM, Institute of Medicine, to decide what levels of combinations of dietary ingredients are considered safe and what aren't. Oh, yeah, we need government bureaucrats at the FDA that don't think pharmaceutical drugs are dangerous to tell us how much of what ingredient and mix with whom when can be consumed. Can you say disaster? I mean, to say that the FDA has a bias against supplements, I don't know what to say about that, but it's beyond the pale. Now, if the bill is passed, neither the FDA or the IOM will be subject to any clear standards nor oversight. They'll just make it up as they go along, just like a lot of what they do now. And, of course, if we know about the constitutional history of this country, if you ignore it, much less if you allow the government to have more power over any area of life that we cannot lobby as hard as the drug industry, we're going to say, bye-bye, supplements. Thank you, Dick the Turban Durbin. So check it out, man. This is an absolute waste of government resources. Not that they have any resources. It's a waste of your resources. But Durbin, oh, man, defeat this. do your level best. We do not need this. You want to uphold the right to free speech about the science and health benefits of dietary supplements. I know you do, as do I. So please go to the Alliance for Natural Health link that I have on robertscottbell.com. You'll know what to do there. Very simple to follow up, and let it rip. Let it rip for liberty. And another story here through ANH I got to cover now. FDA guidelines, a perversion of congressional intent. Yes, the FDA is a perverse organization, and it is containing many perverse individuals. I'll call them what they are, perverts. Why? You know, why would they want to get into your supplement cabinet? Because they're pervs. Sorry, just like the TSA agents that reach down your pants. The FDA may be even worse because they're pretending. Well, I guess they both pretend, right? One pretends to protect you from terrorists. The other pretends to protect you from dangerous supplement terrorists, which there are none. So what they're wanting to do, the FDA, and this is you know, all based on DeShay, the loopholes or the things that Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, warned us about all so many years ago and warned everybody about way back before DeShay was even passed. The FDA is trying to turn a simple notification system for new supplements into a totally arbitrary approval system. That's right. FDA gets to decide since 1994 what goes, what stays, and you can bet most everything goes bye-bye. There you go. Bye-bye, freedom. Bye-bye, Miss American Supplement Pie. Yes, the FDA's draft guidance, which we covered last week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, they will basically arbitrarily deny the sale of any supplement created or said to be created in the past 17 years. There aren't any deaths happening to any of this stuff, and they're going to be pulling it off like it was a, you know, a street drug like heroin, which weirdly enough, as I covered the other day, is not killing nearly as many as the FDA-approved variety of drugs that are available. Nor am I endorsing heroin, so don't start demagoguing that issue. But this is an explosive issue because the media is all about, yes, the dangerous supplements. Never mind, it's not dangerous. Never mind, people are not dying. But they want the FDA to have more power. And they're saying, well, we're overreacting. No, it's only draft guidance. It's not legally binding. Yeah, don't let that fool you. Everything they do becomes binding. It takes Emord to sue him seven times to even be allowed to be able to say anything about selenium. Isn't that amazing? Even though they weren't intended to do that, the congressional intent wasn't to do that, but forget it. With FDA, all bets are off. You give them an inch, they will take 1 million milligrams, all right, or more. So if you're a supplement manufacturer or distributor, even possibly a health food store, and you don't file this NDI notification, new dietary ingredient, it's like a new drug application, NDA, they're going to come after you. They're going to say you're guilty of product adulteration. You're going to go to jail. You're going to lose your company, your money. This is freedom. No, this is tyranny. This is tyranny on our shores. Now you understand, if you didn't before, why I spend the time I do talking about the political realm. Because if we do not, you don't understand it. This is just not airy-fairy. Oh, they're going to be nice to me if we're nice to them. These people are evil. They don't want you to be able to care for your health, your life, your liberty, your children, and they want to find a way to just gut the DeShay law that prevented them from treating dietary supplements as drugs. And it was landmark legislation, it was, but there were problems. And now those problems, 17 years later, are surfacing. And we got to stand up and do something about it. Are you ready to do that? In DeShay, Congress made clear that consumers should continue to have access to dietary supplements that meet the law's definition and should also refrain from erecting barriers that will inhibit or needlessly delay consumer access to safe products. Yeah, I mean, it says it right there, but not here at the FDA in 2010 or 11 or 12. They look for an excuse to protect the environment for drugs, drugs, and only drugs. Don, I'm just exasperated with this attack by Durbin and the FDA, and I just thinking, do we need to set up another country that's like a dietary supplement country that only natural supplements are allowed? No drug. I mean, come on. I mean, where's the freedom to, as Americans, to go, all right, you want a drug? There it is. You don't want a drug? Here it is. But no, they can't have that. They can't have that level of freedom.
Yeah, it's crazy that you would even have to try and pose the question that you would have to consider either creating your own country or going to a different country just to have the freedom to choose what you want to, what supplements you want to take or what type of food you want to eat or, you know, any of those things. You know, I think those things were taken for granted for far too long. We've seen this creeping incrementalism over time where we've, you know, the little bit's been taken away at a time. And here we are today looking at this and we're seeing, you know, things that are going on that are just hard to even conceptualize. Yeah.
And
know?
At the same time, Dick Durbin doesn't care a lick about the fact that crack cocaine is in the salt shaker of every restaurant in America right now. You know, here is salt in the news again. You know, the refined table salt, whether it's iodized or not. I mean, they basically rip out all the great minerals and leave sodium and chloride, and it's primarily the sodium. And at this point, there's controversy brewing. This article here on CNN Health is actually acknowledging something we've been talking about for years. New study links higher sodium to earlier mortality. But if you only read the headline, you're just going to think salt. It's all salt. All salt is bad, which we know quite the opposite is true because we've covered studies where they said salt is actually good for you. And, of course, right. We put it in the right context here because it's about salt that has 74 to 84 trace minerals still in it. Goodness gracious.
Right.
So it says here, people who eat more sodium and less potassium may die sooner of heart or other problems than people who consume the opposite, a large 15.
And so what you're saying is the key part of that story is the potassium.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
not the salt. It's the lack of potassium.
Yeah, we're talking about induced deficiency because you're hopped up on crack cocaine sodium. And right. At this point, you know, they're finally acknowledging this after many years, but even the sea salt I've talked about, which is better, is not as good as I think it needs to be by going to these ancient mineral salts, the mineral beds, even the Great Salt Lake has a lot of minerals in it. And so there are options available, but they're not going to promote them. I mean, you just say, well, take potassium chloride instead, which is still only two elements.
Right.
It's not a huge improvement. Listen,
so what kind of salt do you recommend, Robert?
Me? I mean, we use ancient mineral crystal salt. We got Himalayan salt. There's great mines out of Poland, really, Polish salt. I've got Polish descent, right? They cut off my name at the Statue of Liberty. I am my great-grandparents, anyway. So I got the Polish mines. You've ever seen these salt lamps? Have you seen these pink crystal salt lamps?
The Himalayan ones.
Yeah,
yes, I have. I've seen the Himalayan salt, which is pink, I believe.
Yeah, pink, because it's got all these minerals, got even iron in it. I mean, this is what, I've got one right next to my bed. Which you turn the light on, you get some negative ions off of it. It's great stuff. So for me, that's what I would be doing. The crystal salt like that, Himalayan, whatever. You can get the big rocks and grind it up yourselves. They're even selling it already ground up. But for me, that's the kind of salt you can literally live off of that for a long time because of the mineral content. And as we talked about here for so many years, it isn't so much the vitamins, although we don't ignore that. But the real critical element is the minerals, are the minerals. And that's what we do. And listen, I think someone who might be minerally deficient might be related by marriage to the president right now. But we need to take a break and let's talk about the diet of the first lady, shall we?
Oh, geez. Here we go again.
All right. You and I, but we were on the same page on this one. So let's enjoy that. And we'll say hello to Michelle Obama after the break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with my humble and lovable producer at the mic, Don. We'll be right back.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's onestophealthshop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at onestophealthshop.com. That's onestophealthshop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a four-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave
Scott,
and a decent
Scott.
Man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Poor Michelle Obama. Is that her name, Michelle Obama? She was caught in the act of doing something absolutely horrific, horrendous. Oh, my gosh, the world is coming to an end. And, of course, everybody's going to have a coronary because Michelle Obama had the audacity to eat a hamburger? Or was it a cheeseburger?
No! Oh, no. Where's the Fox News alert? Hold on.
Yes.
Hey, where is
some,
it?
Some sound effects here with that.
Are you kidding me?
Now,
she ate a hamburger?
Well, listen, I would, you know where I would criticize her, and I don't know about the burger joint she went to. It's supposedly a high-end place in Washington, D.C. If the cattle were hopped up on growth hormones and steroids and things like that, antibiotics, then we got some legitimate criticism for the first lady. But just because she eats a burger and has a lot of calories, if she's active and whatever, who gives a flip? I mean, for me, you know, they say, okay, it's hypocritical, right? Because she talks about diet and stuff. But, I don't know. I have a hard time just going after her for something like this.
Well, here's the way I look at it. Okay, there are some people that live a very strict, principled lifestyle as far as what they eat.
You know anybody
I probably
like
can't
that?
Think. I can't think of anybody
no.
probably who's a better example of that than you. Okay?
Yeah, well. No.
And I understand that. Now, Michelle Obama has never come out and said, I live a strictly organic and raw food lifestyle.
Yes.
And then weighed and ate a hamburger.
Right, right. It
you
is.
Know, and listen, I'm not a big fan of the Obamas. It's nothing personal. I don't agree with the politics of Barack Obama. But on a personal level, I have no reason to not like the guy. I'm sure he's a nice guy. And Michelle Obama is the same thing.
Yeah, she's
and
like a nice guy.
She's
nice,
out there doing a good thing. Yeah. I mean, she's encouraging people to eat vegetables. She's encouraging kids to exercise. You can't really criticize that. But what you run into is these people out in the blogosphere, you know, the neoconservative wacko right that are out there that are looking for every opportunity they can find to try and criticize anything that these people do.
Right, right.
And in my opinion, if you want to criticize the Obamas, criticize them on something that really matters.
On policy, come on.
Yeah. The average person that's out there, even if they don't eat organic, even if they don't eat raw, even if – you know, if they're just out there eating, at least eating, you know, vegetables and lean meats and things of that nature, they may not be going the route that we would recommend.
Right.
But that person, if they every once in a while wants to go out and eat a hamburger, why not?
It'd be kind of like attacking George Bush if you're a cattle rancher from Texas saying, hey, he didn't have a hamburger. He ate a vegetable, right?
Yeah, he had chicken last night, you know, or yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. And it's so irritating because there's so many things that you know, our brothers and sisters in talk radio could be talking about that really matter, but they've got to go after, you know, Obama not wearing a flag lapel pin,
right?
Or Michelle Obama, you know, eating a hamburger, or you know, Barack Obama having some ice cream. You know, it's just absolutely ridiculous, as my friend Jerry Doyle likes to call it. It's intellectual cheese whiz.
Yes,
you just squirt it in your ear, and it just really is not worth anything.
Oh, a lovely imagery. I'll have to thank Jerry for that one.
Yes.
listen, but there is why I did look at this article all the way through, and I did watch the video. And I'm sorry, Don, but I do find one thing that is a very legitimate critique or criticism of the First Lady in this regard. I don't know if you picked this up, but as they calculated all the things she ate, she had a burger, she had fries, she had a shake, and guess what she had? She washed it down with a diet soda.
Of people do that because they think the diet soda cancels out the shake and the burger and the fries.
Right, but that to me says she really doesn't get it, even though she says some good things about nutrition. We'll, you know, give her some props on, but that for me was okay. She deserves some legitimate criticism on that promoting one of the most toxic, dangerous drinks on the planet, probably containing aspartame. And you know, we've covered the NutraSweet story so many times over the years. You know, she doesn't need methanol, right? You know, if you criticize somebody's body type or holding extra fat, methanol is wood alcohol. It definitely will continue to, let's say, accelerate.
Look, she was thirsty. She had a taste for some formaldehyde. Give her a break.
Okay, yeah. Right. But now we know it's a carcinogen. Come on, Michelle, wake up. You should know better.
The funny thing is, Robert, is that in this story, I'll bet you 99.9% of the people that were going after her and mocking her because she ate this just didn't even notice the Diet Coke. They probably looked at the Diet Coke and said, oh, well, that's the one thing we really can't say anything bad about her, because Diet Coke is good for you.
That's
a Diet Coke.
That's the thing. The 99% of the people critiquing her on the burger probably drink diet soda. So what do you know? Right. There you go. That's the credibility of those that are critiquing. Hey, let the diet critique come from us, all right? Everybody else, the professionals have got it covered, okay? We got you covered on that. Anyway, interesting story, though, as you see how politics it devolved into personal attacks as opposed to, you know, what I would like to point out here is, wow, wouldn't it be great if she would have said, you know, maybe even not having any soda, right? I can understand the burger and the fries, but again, the diet soda is something I need to comment on. And I, you know, the kids that are following along this, because she's out with the kids, she's dancing, she's moving with the kids. And so the message for me would be obviously changing them over. If you're going to have some soda sweetened with stevia, okay?
Sure. Like she says, you know, in her opinion, an occasional indulgence is fine.
Yeah.
And like I said, she's on the level of, I think, of understanding and knowledge that, you know, an organic raw food type lifestyle is just not something that she understands. So you just got to cut her some slack. You know, I mean, she's doing good things. I give her credit for what it is that she's trying to do to help kids out and encourage a healthier lifestyle, because for somebody who's eating a complete diet of processed foods,
right,
to make that change and clean things up a little bit and go to a healthier lifestyle, even if it's not organic, you've got to give her props for that.
Yeah, you know, and if I'm going to criticize Beyonce Knowles, I'm not going to do it because she's trying to help people to get exercise and dance more, but I might on political things that she has no awareness of. But that the point is utilizing the information that you have to hopefully educate and inform, maybe entertain a little bit. But this is – I'm going to switch gears here. This is quite an entertaining story. Listen, this is off the New York Times health section. Listen to this headline. Human swallows pill. Mosquito bites human. Mosquito dies. Now, wait a second. Wait, the mosquito died? No, the mosquito's supposed to be getting food.
Who wrote this story? Tonto?
Yeah, this is great. This is classic. So, scientists have proposed an intriguing new way to fight malaria, turning the humans into poison pills. Let's poison the humans. The mosquitoes try to eat the humans' blood. The mosquitoes die. What about the humans? Well, we didn't think about that. Oh, oops. So basically they have this what they call a cheap deworming pill. It's cheap because it's off of patent. It's used in Africa for 25 years against river blindness and was recently shown to have a power, a mystical, magical power that scientists had long suspected, but never before demonstrated in the field. When mosquitoes bite people who have recently swallowed the drug, and it's called Mectazan, they die. The mosquitoes die. Now, we've talked about the law of the terrain. What you're doing is polluting the people, and then the mosquitoes are eaten by like Monsanto-laced, pesticide-laden GMO food, GMO people, basically. Drug the people, kill the mosquitoes. There's something wrong with this picture, Don.
I agree. I mean, if the pill that you're taking is poisonous enough to kill a mosquito, what is it doing to you? How could somebody not follow the logic in this equation?
Yep. Well, they're saying that in rare cases, they always say it this way, in rare cases, the otherwise safe drug can be lethal. Lethal! Oh, it's a lethal weapon. You see, this is like nuclear energy, right? We could say it's clean, it's safe. Unless something goes wrong, then it's deadly, horribly deadly to the whole planet.
That's a heck of a way to kill mosquitoes.
Right.
Maybe they'll come out with a pill that will make people a roach motel or something.
Well, I mean this is the whole point. You want to get rid of roaches, take this pill. The roach trying to eat you and, oh, come on, this is getting gross. Now
they'll check in, but they won't check out.
You know, and here we go. This is to prevent malaria. They don't want to really prevent malaria. If they would, they'd give mosquito nets to everybody. They drain the swamps. They clear the terrain. Whatever it takes, recognize. But look, homeopathic medicine, Don. 200 plus years. What was it? Late 18th, early 19th century now. We're talking about the 1790s, 1800s. Long time ago. How did homeopathy get its start, Don? With malaria. The homeopathic medicine was basically quinine, cinchona, or China. And we've known about this for how long now? And they still can't wrap their heads around that, hey, if we just distributed cinchona, homeopathic China, if you will, all over Africa, it would knock out so much malaria right then and there. And of course, for fever diseases of all kinds, give the adults the phosphorus or the children the belladonna homeopathically. We could wipe out one of the worst scourges of the so-called third world equatorial regions around the world, this malaria. Why don't they want to do it? Well, no, they want to sell pesticides. They still want to use DDT-laced, what do they call those curtains they put around the beds? You know, people are donating for that. And we already know how to address this. And yet they don't want to acknowledge it. There's more remedies I could tell you about, but that's good enough for now. Again, we've got some remedies this hour to balance out the intensity of the attack on health freedom, the attack on supplements and other things. So we're going to take a break. And there's actually quite an extraordinary story, Don, brought to my attention earlier in the week. And it's something that men need that you didn't know that they needed. Ladies, you want to know about this? Right? You love your husband? He might want some of this. And no, it's not what you're thinking. The shocking truth revealed after this break. Don, no laughing. We're coming right back after this. Stay with us.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here, inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Don. Don, you there? Don?
Yes.
I need a hug.
What?
This is a story. No, I'm teasing, but there's you got to read this story.
Hold on. I'm going to move my chair here.
No. It's okay. It's okay. It's not what you think. There's a study about this. This is science. This is on the men's health section of, let's see, who published this thing? This is off of what website here? Fox News again. Oh, look at them. They're covering all these. Now the sensitive male issues are being covered by Fox News. Listen to the study. Men need cuddles too. I told you that they were getting real sensitive here, and that's why I need a hug. Men with long-term partners are more likely to be satisfied with their relationship if they're getting lots of hugs, cuddles, and other signs of affection, according to a new study. I don't know who paid for the study, but men like to be
men
hugged, too.
Men need cuddles, too.
Yes, Don, they do. Come on, a little affection. There's nothing wrong with that with husband, wife, a little hug here and there. Come on.
Oh, let me get in touch with my feminine side now.
Oh, now don't go there, Mr. Kill. You know, suddenly he's Cowboy Don.
I think I need a cuddle, honey.
You know, what are the women thinking out there? Ladies, do your husbands want hugs too, or is this a study bunk? I'm going to call it real.
But Robert, there's a big difference between the word hug and the word cuddle. I guess maybe that's where my hang up is. I don't know.
Well, it's an Elmo thing, maybe. I mean, we grew up watching Sesame Street, right? Elmo, hugs, right? Cuddles. It's not so bad. I mean, cuddling. You're right. Okay, so it's not a masculine sounding word, Don, but I think I'm man enough to say, yes, I can cuddle with my wife. It's okay.
Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam.
Oh, what is that? Oh, come on, don't.
How cute. Robert wants to cuddle.
You want to throw muskrat love at me? That's Captain and Tennille. Come on. Most of the people
when was the last time you heard that song? Right?
I don't know if a lot of people are old enough listening to the show know Captain and Tennille and Muskrat Love. All right.
What a nice song. All right.
Come on. I finally, you know, I'm usually an intense kind of guy. I finally get sensitive for one segment, and you throw Muskrat Love at me. Thank you, Don.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. It seemed to fit.
All right. Well, I would like to hear from the ladies. I'm just curious. What do you think? Do the men like to cuddle? Or have a hug, if you want to say it more masculine-like? Or is it just a feminine trait? Is it possible that a man could have such a trait and be okay with that? Are the ladies okay with that? We'll find out. 866-939-BELL. Maybe you're not interested in call, but that's okay. We'll put it out there. That's what the phone number's for. Sometimes we can have a little fun with it. 866-939-2355. I think I probably forgot to give out the number much today. Anyway, I'm having too much fun with you this hour covering a lot of these stories, Don.
Yes. All right. So tell me more about this story about the cuddling.
Well, according to this, I mean, it's like an affection thing. And look, if we talk about affection, it's like the emotional healing part of this, right? We talk about physiological healing. We're talking about emotional healing. What are our emotional needs? If we have, a life that is so, invested in computers and hardware and software, but, you know, it's like not real. It's cyber world, whatever. There's got to be some element of human affection that's missing if the men are saying they need some hugging, right? Need some affection. If the men are out there doing that. So I'm assuming that that's what's going on. I could be wrong here because, the study of 1,009 couples came out of the U.S., Brazil, Germany, Japan, and Spain, and all of the couples were in committed relationships between 1 and 51 years, And half of the sample had been coupled for at least 25. So we're talking old married couples. You know, I feel like I'm almost one of them already. So the long-term coupling studying is evidently unusual. So this is a new finding, evidently. You know, it's true that at least according to the study, in the U.S., 50% of people approximately divorce. And we're wondering here, is it because the men didn't get enough cuddling? Could it be solved by cuddling? Don, I think it could be that the men, they're ignoring their feelings or their feelings are being ignored.
Feelings?
Did I say feelings? Oh, no. I think I walked into something. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm not even going to go there with you. What can I do? You got the board. You're in control.
Yes. The golden vocal cords of Morris Albert. We've missed him so much.
I'm just the host here. I don't have anything to do with this. Here I am covering a very serious emotional healing story. We talk about feelings, and this is what we get.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm feeling very warm and fuzzy, Robert.
I'm gonna have to start throwing some Mick Jagger at you. I can't get no satisfaction here. Come on, let's get some music going on here. Now, women's sexual satisfaction also increased with time, though that could be because sexually unsatisfied women don't stay in their relationship. So they were actually acknowledging that women have needs too. And
you know, Robert, actually, this, I think, was the most interesting part of the article when I read it, which showed that in the research and the study they did, they found that men are more likely to say they're happy in their relationships, while women are more likely to say they're sexually satisfied. And I think, with the stereotypes, people think that it's the other way around.
Right, right. It is fascinating to learn.
And for
that,
some reason, the men were more of the cuddly, you know, warm, fuzzy thing, and the women were the ones that were expressing, you know, the sexual satisfaction. So maybe that stereotype that used to be, the opposite of that appears that something's changed.
Hmm. Well, that's why I say the unscientific survey. If you have a comment on this study, I am curious. Human emotions, feelings, human sexuality here, this study talking about cuddly men. Seemingly happier in their marital relationships.
It just doesn't sound right.
Cuddly men. See, I say it now. I'm going to say it with my gruff voice. Remember, we talked about the low 976 Robert? Cuddly men. Yes, cuddly men. All women want cuddly men. Maybe not.
Welcome to the Barry White Show.
Well, you know, I had to lighten up. It was pretty intense today, Don, and you know, I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate you helping me set up all these stories as well and find them, because there's plenty to go through. And a lot of times the intensity, as you hear my voice, I get exasperated with some of these stories that are all, you know, that kind of drive us into the insanity of politics.
Well, you know, that's all my fault.
Well, no, but it's okay. The politics we have to cover because, again, it affects our freedom to heal. And, you know, look, the story on the Alliance for Natural Health I covered earlier this hour, going after Dick Durbin as well as the FDA and their desire to basically limit our access to the things that could give us the health enough that we could want to be cuddly, you know, because if you're too sick, you're not going to have the strength to even cuddle. Who wants to cuddle a sick person? I mean, I know you want to give empathy and sympathy, but of course it's not always pleasant when people have gastrointestinal distress. That's not the time to cuddle.
All right, Robert. Well, after listening to this segment, reading this story, I think I've had a change of heart, Robert. And I'm kind of feeling kind of cuddly. Well, I want to thank you for that.
Don has proved it. Real men like to cuddle. And, of course, if you like to cuddle, listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show while doing that with your spouse. That's wonderful, too. Makes us all feel warm and fuzzy inside. So thank you for being a part of the United States and World of Health Talk Radio today. We got lots more healing to do. You know, one day a week is never enough. 5 days a week, not enough. 6 days a week, yeah, okay, we'll go with that. And we got lots more healing coming back tomorrow with more of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And in the meantime, I just want to say thank you to Don. Say thank you to everybody for being here. Remember the number, 866-939-2355, the website, robertscottbell.com. And we'll go out on this cuddly note. The power to heal. Yes, indeed, it is yours.
You want to cuddle, Robert?
I need a hug.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Got myself worked up over nothing today. All the trash is in my head, I gotta throw it away. It's alright, it's alright. It's looking like we're getting there. Over here, coming clear. Place that has no lines of times I cried.